Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies bring you... Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies bring you Terry and the Pirates. Is he tall or short? Fat or thin? Dark or light? Does he speak with an accent? Does he have a beard? Just what does he look and sound like? I'm speaking of Arachi, of course, the mysterious man who never sleeps. Pat, Terry, and their friends thought they saw him once, but now they're not certain. Yet this is the person they want to meet, and they've laid some plans. And if all goes well... but there's many a slip possible. So stand by!
Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang, bang. Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies, the rice that shot from guns. Family's favorite breakfast, the rice that shot from guns. Quaker Puffed Rice Sparkies have vitamins to tell. The easy step to extra pep, and boy, the taste is swell. Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang.
Hello, gang. You ready for a riddle? Then tell me, what's the difference between a man going upstairs and a man looking up the stairs? Well, one steps up the stairs and the other stares up the steps. And say, gang, what happens when you step up to a bowl of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Puffed Rice Sparkies? Well, sir, you're lining up yourself for a mighty swell breakfast treat. That's what. And just you top these delicious breakfast grains with some fruit, orange slices or prunes or applesauce. Then add milk and sugar. You talk about a treat? Man, oh man, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice Sparkies are shot from guns. Exploded 8 times normal size and just bursting with nut-like flavor. Good? You betcha. They're good for you, too. Furnish restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. So, gang, don't be missing out. Enjoy these delicious, nutritious grains shot from guns. Get both kinds, but make no mistake. Look for the famous Quaker Man on each big red and blue package. That means it's the one and only Quaker Puffed Wheat and Puffed Rice Sparkies. Stand by a moment, gang, while I read this. Dr. John Quill is sailing for the United States. Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to read this to be sure. It says here, Dr. John Quill, who was lost in Indochina for 5 years, is now fully recovered and will sail for the United States on Monday, January 13th, aboard the Empress of China. Dr. Quill will be the guest of James Proudhorn, an official of Interworld News here in Hong Kong, until that time. Well, it's just a news item. Thought you might like to know.
A phony news item. You ought to know that, too. It was inserted in the Hong Kong newspaper by Big Jim Proudhorn. The idea is to try and get hold of Irachi. He's in the city somewhere, and we feel certain that he will make a serious attempt to see and talk to
Dr.
Quill.
How sure are you of this phony news item, Ryan?
Well, how sure am I? You have a better idea, Jim?
No, but...
Well,
I'm a little bit leery of this chap. Anybody can do what he's done to Dr. Quill isn't exactly a dumbo.
No, I don't think he is either. But if Irachi has any interest at all in Quill, and I don't think there's any question about that, then isn't it natural he'd want to see Quill between now and Monday when the ship sails?
Granted, but suppose Irachi also decides to book passage aboard the Empress of China. What then?
Oh, you can't book passage on any ship leaving Hong Kong in a few hours' notice. You know that, Jim.
Right you are. He's blocked off from that idea.
I'd be the first to agree with you, Jim. The sleepless one is undoubtedly as clever as they come. But how is he to know that this newspaper item was planted? How is he to know that Quill is not sailing?
There's only one...
We've done pretty well. If he checks the steamship office, he'll see that Dr. John Quill is listed as a passenger.
Okay, Ryan. We've set the trap and baited it. Now all we have to do is see that the rat doesn't steal the cheese and get away.
To tell the truth, I was uneasy, and so was Terry. There were so many unpredictable elements, things we couldn't foresee. Terry summed it all up when he said...
Dr. Quill hasn't seen Irachi for 10 years. He'll admit his description of the man's pretty vague. So how are we going to know Irachi if, as, and when he contacts Dr. Quill?
And another thing, Ryan. This Irachi isn't a criminal, so far as we know. He's made no attempts that we can prove on the life of the doc. Besides, he certainly isn't going under the name of Irachi. At least he's too smart for that.
Well, to give Irachi, or whatever name he went by, to give him the widest possible opportunity to contact Dr. Quill, we all drove into the city where Big Jim had reserved a suite of rooms in the Hong Kong Imperial, the best hotel, which was none too good. The rest of our party were glad to leave the old stone building and live in town. Been pretty lonesome out there. They were getting kind of restless.
Hey,
hold it a minute.
Just a minute.
Hey, pipe him down, somebody. Okay, Patsy.
Ooh, now look, I don't want to act like a mother hen. I want you chicks to have fun. Maybe it's just as well if you do get out of these hotel rooms for a while, but don't get into any trouble.
No, we won't
just
bother
remind
us.
You, the trouble. We can expect plenty of trouble. I know you won't be thrown in the clink. But just take it easy. Just a word from old Papa Pat. Now go on, go ahead, get out of here. Go on.
You want me to hang around, Pat?
No, go ahead. You're halfway out of the door already. Now, Terry, Big Jim and I'll look after things.
Come on, Terry.
It's nice to have young people around, but they wear me out. The doggone much enthusiasm. Wish I had a little of it.
It isn't more enthusiasm you need, Jim. It's a smaller stomach.
Well, how can I get that?
I know a very easy exercise, Jim. All you do is push yourself away from the dinner table 3 times a day.
All I do is... I see what you mean.
Yeah. Hey, how about Quill? Is he...
In the next room. I'll take a look in and see if he's...
Hi, Doc. Just wanted to see if you were... comfortable, eh?
No.
Nothing else?
No.
I'll be right with you. Just go ahead with your
boat. He's reading. Seems quite contented.
Check his bedroom window?
Yeah, only a human fly could get in. We're up 5 stories. Nobody can get in from the hall unless they come through this door, and somebody will always be there.
Right.
So I guess we've got him bottled up safely.
How about the telephone?
The phone? It's here on the desk. There's none in the bedroom where Quill is.
Well, Jim, let's not make it too difficult for Irachi to reach the doctor. Just tough enough so he won't suspect this is a trick to catch.
Elena, do you know those soldiers?
Hmm? Only by sight.
That's the oddest way they whistle. I've heard it several times along the street. I thought
you have been out of touch for a long time, haven't you? Those GIs are whistling at us. But they don't know Terry and Mr. Flip are right behind us.
Oh, I think that's rude.
There's nothing to do about it. Just pretend you don't hear them.
Those guys annoying you? If they are, just let me know. I'll put their noses on
right,
the top
Mr.
of their heads.
Golly, maybe I better walk with Ginger and you walk with the later, Flip. It's kind of embarrassing to have those fellows whistle like that. Like that, I mean. Gee.
Hey, Ginger. Where's Charlie and Connie?
Well, I heard them say they were going to get something to eat. I guess they've left us.
Well, gee, I'm hungry, too. Hey, let's go into the shop. Maybe we can get some shishan and cocoa.
Shishan. That means Western food. And cocoa is... Well, it's cocoa. You know, Terry, your Chinese is pretty good. Yes, let's go in. From the look of this place, I guess all we can get here is Swan Yui. Huh?
What's that?
Fish chow. A kind of stew.
Looks like we're not alone, fella.
Huh? Oh, well, if we mind our own business, I don't think
we're
running
into any trouble.
Can we
sit over here by the window?
Let's go over to the counter and order.
Yes, there's room for us all there.
Hi, sister.
Huh? Oh, are you speaking to me?
Yeah, not fussy. Just lonesome. I've got to have somebody to talk to.
Thanks, mister. But the young lady doesn't feel like talking.
Hey, you're kind of cute, too. Hey, what do you say we go down the street? There's a jukebox. It's got a swell dance record.
Thank you, no.
Ah, come on. Come on, don't be like
Please,
that.
Please, I don't want to go dancing. I don't know how.
Oh, well, come
Besides,
on.
We
Take
me
by the hand and we'll go
Let
and have
go
a...
Let go of her arm, mister. She isn't going anywhere.
Do you know this punk sister? Tell him to get on his bicycle and beat it.
I said let go of her arm.
Oh, Terry,
That's all you have
start,
to do.
Anything.
Oh, it's the argument, lads.
No argument, Flip. I can manage this.
Ah, so a couple of guys looking for trouble, huh? Well, sonny, you asked for it.
Hey, nobody can do that to a pal of mine.
Oh, no. What do you want to bet?
Oh, Terry! Terry!
Guys, pick them on one little guy like me, you'll get me mad.
Be careful!
let this is my trap.
I'll take your foot on it.
Get back, girls. Look out. Get out of the way.
What's all the
fuss? How do you like that?
Hey, right.
Come on, come on. Mark, right this way.
You started it, mister. I'm going to finish it.
Get away from me, you lady.
No, no,
all right, smart
no,
guy.
No,
I'm going to clip this guy. Look out, girls.
Hello, Proudhorn speaking. Huh?
What's that? You're where?
What the...
Who is it?
Say that again. Well, how did you get in...
What's the trouble, Jim?
But I don't understand. It's Terry. Here, you'd better talk to him. Here's Ryan. You don't make any sense to me. Talk to him.
Hello. Now, what's up, fella? Oh, now what have you done? The very last thing I told you and Corgan... Yeah, I know you know, but... Yes, Terry, maybe you didn't start the fight, but now you've been taken to the police station. Yeah, sure. Of course, we'll get you out. And this is a fine way to see the city. What'll Ginger think of you? What? She's with you? And Corkin any later? Well, Terry, I don't see how a bowl of fish chowder could make all that trouble.
But it did, and personally, I doubt if that stranger picked a fight just for fun. I think he was hired to make trouble, hired by Arachi. So stand by for a further look-see.
Quaker Puff Rice Barkies, rice that shot from guns. Here comes Quaker with the bang-bang. Ra-da-da-da-da-bang-bang.
Well, boys and girls, here's a list of winners of Uniflash cameras in the big ABC contest. You ready? Now listen. Doris Burnett, Birmingham, Alabama. Jamie Redding, Mobile, Alabama. Carolyn Edwards, Dequeen, Arkansas. Robert Wallace, Compton, California. Brian Shin, Hawthorne, California. Adrian Runyon, Los Angeles, California. Neville Carter, San Fernando, California. Benjamin Arthur Curry, the Fountain Valley School, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Lindley Crumley, Springfield, Colorado. Crosby Smith, Norwalk, Connecticut. Cray June Grimes, Crean, Georgia. Kenneth Steele, Laketon, Indiana. Sandra Day, Royal Center, Indiana. Mary Ann Camp, Greenfield, Iowa. Woodrow Ross, Big Woods, Kentucky. Audrey Louise Marcotti, Alexandria, Louisiana. Jimmy Brown, Racine, Wisconsin. Tom Schofield, Portland, Oregon. Hillary Evans, Memphis, Tennessee. Dick Nelson, USPHS Hospital, Fort Worth, Texas. Paul Stanley, Salt Lake City, Utah. Bill Rutherford, Seattle, Washington. Mary Kaiser, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hazel Reeder, Butler, Ohio. Iris Neatfield, Port Clinton, Ohio. Now stay tuned to Sky King for the names of more winners of Uniflash cameras. Terry and the Pirates is dramatized for radio by Albert Barker, who says, our friends are trying to locate Arachi, the sleepless one in Hong Kong. But don't forget, he may have a few plans of his own. And perhaps this accidental fight was part of his scheme. All of which starts to add up to a big week of double trouble starting tomorrow. Same time, same station. Harry and the Pirates is directed by Wiley Adams. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.